So sinking back into a suitable and upright posture. Sinking into a relaxed body with a straight back. Being fully at ease. So settling our body into this natural state of relaxation and stillness. Becoming totally mindful of the body by letting our awareness spread. Sinking into this body, spreading it throughout the body. Again, sinking into this initial phase of becoming fully aware of sensations as they arise throughout the body, wherever we can most noticeably make them out. And with a sense of delight, we give ourselves the freedom to release all worries and concerns. Release tightness or tension. Totally letting go. And in this way, cultivating a non-conceptual space for us to practice these methods. These techniques to lead us to our own full development of mind, engaging with them in a sense of relaxation and contentment. Just being aware of the breathing throughout the body for a few minutes. Then remembering the importance of our intention for engaging into this practice, we can cultivate the motivation that we want to attain our own greatest full potential, the state of awakening, not only for our own happiness, but primarily to be of greater benefit to the world that we are living in. Recognizing the interdependenceness between ourselves and every other existent thing or living being. Letting this be our response to the world, sitting here, making a contribution by developing ourselves for everyone, to bring more peace, more understanding into this world, developing our own love, compassion and wisdom. How wonderful. How meaningful. With this, we can gently narrow our focus to the sensations of the breathing at the area of the nostrils. And applying these methods, these tools, an ongoing flow of mindfulness, holding the object, checking the quality of our meditation with introspection, and all this based on a basic sense of total relaxation. Observing the sensations of the breath at the entrance of the nostrils. Remembering the object, disciplining the mind, shaping the mind by coming back again and again, holding this object with all our focus, and then relaxed, equanimous state of mind. Whatever occurs, we can find a stable balance between not holding the object too tight, but also not too loose. Finding this middle way, and abiding in this middle way, in a sense of joy, resting in that. There's nothing more to do than being with this object in this gentle, alert way. Thank you. taking a few moments to readjust. Sorry about that, I used the wrong side of the speaker. It's not so pleasant. Sometimes in the teaching, the mind, in the text, it's said that the mind is like a wild horse that we have to gently tame. And you know, you cannot tame a wild horse by beating it into a position. It will never work. It will never follow you. Only with patience and a loving, gentle attitude over time, we can tame the mind. It's actually a very beautiful thing to do, regardless of all the hardships. A very beautiful thing. So in this second half, we are going to investigate a little bit into this topic of refuge and see what this term refuge, what it actually means, how it relates to us. So just again come into contact with your breath to calm the mind for a few moments. Until I lead you into this investigation. So when we hear this word, refuge, it often has a very religious connotation for us. It seems to be something religious. It seems to be something that only religious people do. Or you can just do when you follow a religious path, taking refuge in a particular religion for religious reasons. It seems that this has nothing to do with me, refuge. But if we take a close look, we can see that we actually take refuge all the time. We might not notice it, but we constantly take refuge in many things. Without break, we look for some happiness, trying to find a safe haven. Something stable, wanting to rely on something that lasts, a relief of dissatisfaction and suffering. But as we already heard, the problem is that we always take refuge in temporary things that do not last, which propels us to find another refuge, again and again, without break. So to see this a bit more clearly, we can just take a brief look at our own life and all the small refuges we have taken throughout our life until now, in order to define what it actually means to take refuge. So we investigate in this analysis, thinking about and remembering, and mixing our mind with these ideas. See how they apply to us. We can start by thinking of the very beginning of our life, the moment we were born. And from the very beginning, we took refuge in our mother. In our parents. Without them, we would not have survived. As a baby, as a very small child, we took refuge in our parents. And whatever happened in our life, if we got hurt or were afraid, whenever the slightest suffering occurred, we ran to our parents for protection, for refuge, for some relief of suffering. Thank you. As a child, we very much took refuge in our toys. Can you remember your first favorite toy? Can you remember the feeling, how it was to turn to play with this toy whenever you were bored or unhappy? Yeah, maybe comics. Or for some, even in the very early childhood television series. Recall this feeling that you had as you took refuge in this. And this was what you turned to in order to find some happiness. We almost lost ourselves in these things as a child, totally taking refuge in these things. Then later, maybe in school, we took refuge in our newfound friends. Remember your first best friend that you had. And recall the feeling of refuge that you had towards this person, your best friend. Then you can move on, maybe in your teenage years, when we started to rebel against our parents, when we totally took refuge in our circle of friends, who we thought are the only people who truly understand us, where we for the first time begin to take refuge in parties, in the way we dress, in our own particular style. Taking refuge in alcohol. Maybe smoking, taking refuge in drugs, hunting for what we consider great experiences. Remember that and get a feel of how all this is a kind of refuge that we turn to in order to get a relief of suffering, to experience some happiness. Check for yourself how much of these things are still very much a refuge for you now. Things go wrong, when life goes uneasy, or when we experience problems. Or maybe even without that, how much do we take refuge in these things? Making them a big part of our life, expecting them to bring us happiness, identifying with them, relying on them. We take refuge in our relationships, strongly thinking that this person is the source of my happiness. As long as I'm together with this person, everything's going to be okay, gonna be beautiful. Sometimes we might think, if only I could be with this particular person. Maybe have a family and children with this person, then I'm going to be fully happy. From then on, my life will be fulfilled and meaningful. If only this would happen. We take refuge in good food. Every day, whenever we feel stressed out or sad, depressed, we often turn to food for some relief. We turn to this kind of sense pleasure to relieve ourselves from suffering, eating away dissatisfaction, believing it will help. It sounds a bit funny, maybe, but that's how it is, isn't it? That's what we do. Taking refuge in our career, in our achievements, our status, in our reputation, thinking that if others think well about me, this will give me true lasting happiness. That this is what it is about in life. Taking refuge in working hard to achieve this, wanting to make it last. So just contemplate for a moment and check, what is the thing that you take most refuge in? What do you most expect to make you happy? Maybe traveling, maybe food, maybe sex, pleasurable experiences, your career. Make it personal. Look inside. What is it? Can you see that these things don't have the power to ever really satisfy you? If we look at all the refuges we took throughout our life, what of all these things stays in the present moment right now? Seeing that we are still not content after enjoying all these temporary pleasures, what remains? Maybe we can come to the conclusion that the only reliable refuge is something that comes from within. It lies within our own mind. As long as we keep on looking outside, we will continue to run in circles. Only by developing our inner good qualities, taking the essence by going inwards, can we find true satisfaction. Only by taking refuge in that. Realizing our own full potential that already lies within us, that has always been there. we can take some time to dedicate the positive energy to this goal, that we may fully realize this, that we may find and realize a way to do this, to completely develop ourselves for the sake of our own happiness and that of others. Seeing that this is the only way to really find everlasting fulfillment, looking inwards in order to give and develop for others. So with this wish, we can dedicate our energy to this aim. Thank you.